Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. And what South Korea is calling a nuclear test, a 5.3 magnitude earthquake occurred in North Korea. That happened today near a nuclear test site. China Earthquake Network Center says an earthquake detected in North Korea today was due to a suspected explosion. North Korea that has conducted 4 nuclear tests in January, followed by the launch of a long-range rocket. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva today, another try to arrange a ceasefire in Syria. University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zuna says one of the sticking points in the talks between the U.S. and Russia has been the terrorists, who they actually are, and who are the rebels opposing the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Syria and the Russians, of course, see all the rebels as bad rebels. The United States makes distinctions between hardcore Islamists like al-Nusra and the more moderate elements that the United States has historically supported. Then, of course, they're the really bad rebels, that is, the Islamic State, which both sides see as the priority.
Kerry and Lavrov have met several times over the past 2 weeks in Geneva and at the G20 summit in China, but failed to finalize an agreement on a cessation of hostilities in Syria. U.S. officials say the talks have been hung up on technical issues. French police arrested 3 female suspects alleged to have been planning attacks in connection with the discovery this week of a car containing gas cylinders near Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral. Since the beginning of 2015, more than 200 people have died in terrorist attacks in France. This is VOA News.